What? No, I don't work today. I'm playing hockey at 2. Why don't you call Randall? Because I'm fucking tired. I just closed last night.
Jesus.
What time do you think you're going to come in? 12? Be there by 12? Swear. Swear you'll be there by 12 and I'll do it. 12 or I walk.
If I drink this here?
Sure.
You open?
Yeah.
Pack a cigarette.
Are you sure? Am I sure? Are you sure? Am I sure about what?
Do you really want to buy those cigarettes?
Are you serious? How long have you been smoking? What is this, a pull?
How long have you been a smoker?
I don't know, since I was about 13.
13. Let's say you're about 19, 20. Am I right?
What in the hell is that?
That's your lung. By this time, your lung looks like this.
You've got to be shitting me.
You think I'm shitting you? Here.
What's this?
It's a trach ring. It's what they install in your throat when throat cancer takes your voice box. This one came out of a 60-year-old man.
Oh.
Smoked until the day he died. Used to put the cigarette in this thing and smoke it that way.
Excuse me, but could you...
This is where you're heading. Cruddy lung, smoking through a hole in your throat. Do you really want that?
Well, if it's already too late, I guess I'll just...
It's never too late. Put the cigarettes back and try some gum instead. Here, chew all these gum. Try this.
It's not the same.
It's cheaper than cigarettes, and it certainly beats this.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a picture of a cancer-ridden lung. Keep it.
I'll just take the gum.
55.
You made a very wise choice. Keep up the good work.
If you're going to drink that coffee, I think you ought to take it outside. Hmm?
No, I think I'll drink it in here, thanks.
Well, if you're going to drink it in here, I appreciate it if you don't bother the customers.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
Pack of cigarettes? What's that?
This? How long have you been smoking?
I feel good today, Sound Bob. We're gonna make some money. And you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna go to that party. We're gonna get some pussy. I'm gonna fuck this bitch. I'm gonna fuck this bitch. I'll fuck anything that moves. You know what the fuck you looking at? I'll kick your fucking ass. Shit, yeah. Do that motherfucker owe me $10? You know, fucking tonight we're gonna rip off this fucker's head, take out his fucking soul. Mommy, if you try to buy something for me, I'm gonna shit in the motherfucker's bag. What's up, baby? What's up, sluts? What's up, Bobby? You're a rude motherfucker, you know that? You're cute as hell. I'd like to go down on you, suck you, line up three other guys, make like a circus seal. Hell, you fucking faggot! I hate guys! I love women! What you want, Grizzly Adams?
You're spending what? $20, maybe $30 a week on your cigarettes?
Yeah.
$53
a week on cigarettes? Come on, would you give somebody that much money each week to kill you? Because that's what you're doing now, by paying for this so-called privilege to smoke.
Hey, man, we gotta croak sometime.
Yeah. It's that kind of mentality that allows the cancer-producing industry to thrive.
Yeah, right.
Of course we're all gonna die someday.
Yeah.
Do we have to pay for it?
No.
Do we have to actually throw hard-earned dollars down on the counter and say, please, Mr. Merchant of Death, sir, please, sell me something that'll stink up my breath and my clothes and fry my lungs?
No, wait.
Yeah. Now here comes the speech about how he's just doing his job by following orders.
Yeah.
Friends, let me tell you about another group of hate mongers that were just following orders.
What's that?
They were called Nazis.
Yeah, that's right.
Fucking Nazi.
Yeah, and they practically wiped an entire nation of people off the earth, just like your cigarettes are doing now.
I think you're gonna leave now.
You want me to leave? Why? Because somebody's telling it like it is.
Yeah.
Somebody's giving these fine people a wake-up call.
Yeah.
The truth.
No, you're loitering and causing a disturbance.
I'm a disturbance? You're a disturbance, pal. You know, here, now I am a customer. I'm going to buy some Chewy's gum.
Yeah,
all right? I'm a customer. Engage in a discussion with the other customers.
That's right.
Yeah, see, he's scared now.
Because
he sees the threat we present. He smells the change is coming.
You can smell it.
You definitely are the source in this area, and we're going to shut you down for good. For good, cancer merchant! Cancer merchant! Cancer merchant!
Who's leading this mob?
That guy.
Freeze. Let's see some credentials. Slowly. You're a Chewy's gum representative?
Chewy's?
And you're stirring up all this anti-smoking sentiment. To what, sell more gum? Get out of here. And you people, don't you have jobs to go to? Get out of here. Go commute. You gotta be ashamed of yourself. Bunch of easily led automatons. Try thinking for yourself before you pelt an innocent man with cigarettes.
pack of cigarettes?
All right, don't you you think you're taking this a bit too hard?
Too hard? I don't have enough indignities in my life when people start throwing cigarettes at me.
At least they weren't lit.
Oh, I hate this fucking place.
Then quit. You should be going to school anyway.
Please, Veronica. The last thing I need at this point is a lecture.
All I'm saying is if you're that unhappy, you should leave.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
I know. I stopped by your house. Your mom told me you left like at 6 or something.
The guy got sick. He couldn't come in.
Don't you have a hockey game at 2?
Yes. And I'm going to play like shit because I didn't have a good night's sleep.
Why'd you agree to come in, then?
Hey, I'm only here until 12. After that, I'm gone. The boss comes in.
Why don't you open the shutters, get some sunlight in here?
Someone jammed gum in the locks.
You're kidding.
Bunch of savages in this town.
Thanks.
How much money did you leave up there?
Like $3 in mixed change and a couple of singles. This time in the morning, people just get paper or coffee.
You're trusting.
Why do you say that?
How do you know they're taking the right amount of change or even paying for what they take?
Theoretically, people see money on the counter and no one around. They think they're being watched.
Honesty through paranoia. Why do you smell like shoe polish?
I needed shoe polish to make that sign out there. The smell won't come off.
Do you think anybody can see us down here?
Why? Do we have sex or something?
Can we?
Really?
I was kidding.
Like you can't get enough of me.
Typically male point of view.
How do you figure?
Show some bedroom proficiency. You think you're gods. What about what we do for you?
Women? Women as lovers are basically the same. They just have to be there.
Be there?
Making a male climax isn't at all challenging. Insert somewhere close, preferably moist. Thrust, repeat.
A flattering.
Now, making a woman come, therein lies a challenge.
You think so?
A woman makes a guy come, it's standard. A guy makes a woman come, it's talent.
And I actually date you?
Something wrong?
I'm insulted. Believe me, Don Juan, it takes more than that to get a guy off. Just being there, as you put it, is not enough.
Oh, I've touched a nerve.
I'm astonished to hear you trivialize my role in our sex life.
It wasn't directed at you. I was making a broad generalization.
You're making a generalization about broads.
Those are my opinions based on the few women who were goodly enough to sleep with me.
How many?
How many what?
How many different girls have you slept with?
How many different girls? Did we have this discussion once before?
We might have. I don't remember. How many?
Including you?
It better be up to and including me.
12.
You slept with 12 different girls?
Including you? Yes. Ow, what'd you do that for?
You pig!
What'd you hit
you? You know how many different men I've had sex with?
Oh, do I get to hit you after you tell me?
Three.
Three?
Three, including you.
You only slept with three different people?
I'm not the pig you are.
Who?
You!
No, who are the three besides me?
John Franson and Rob Stanslick.
Wow.
That's why you should feel like a pig. You men make me feel sick. You'll sleep with anything that says yes.
Animal, mineral, or vegetable?
Vegetable meaning paraplegic.
Yeah, they put up the least amount of struggle.
After dropping a bombshell like that, you owe me big.
Name it.
I want you to come with me on Monday.
Where?
To school. There's a seminar about getting back into a scholastic program after a lapse in enrollment.
Can't we ever have a discussion without that coming up?
It's important to me, Dante. You have so much potential that's going to waste in this pit. I wish you'd go back to school.
Jesus, will you stop it? You're making my head hurt. Oh, shit. Why are you getting up?
I'm like you. I have a class in 45 minutes. Where's Willem?
Oh, hey, Ronnie. How you been, man? What, do you work here now?
No, I was visiting my man. Dante, this is Willem Black. This is Dante Hicks, my boyfriend.
Hey, how you doing? Just a soda? No, I had a pack of cigarettes. So where you been, man? Are you still going to Seton Hall?
No, I transferred into Monmouth this year. I was tired of missing him.
That's beautiful, man. So, you still talk to Sylvan?
I just talked to her on Monday. We still hang out on weekends.
Oh, that's great. Well, you two lovebirds, take it easy, okay?
Bye. Take it easy. That was Snowball.
Why do you call him that?
Sylvan made it up. It's a blowjob thing.
What do you mean?
After he gets the blowjob, he likes to have it spit back into his mouth while kissing. It's called snowballing.
You request this?
He gets off on it.
Sylvan can be talked into anything.
Why do you say that?
Well, like you said, she snowballed him.
Sylvan? No, I snowballed him.
Yeah, right.
experience.
You sucked that guy's dick?
Yeah, how do you think I knew that he...
Wait, but you said you only had sex with three different guys. You never mentioned him.
Because I never had sex with him.
You sucked his dick.
We went out a few times. We never had sex, but we fooled around.
Oh, my God. Why did you tell me you only had sex with three different guys?
Because I did only have sex with three different guys. That doesn't mean I didn't just go with people.
Oh, my God. I feel so nauseous.
Sorry, Dante. I thought you understood.
I did understand. I understood that you had sex with three different guys, and that's all you said.
Please calm down.
How many?
Dante.
How many dicks have you sucked? How many?
Wait, shut up a second. I'll tell you. Jesus. I didn't freak out like this when you told me how many girls you fucked.
This is different. This is important. How many? Well?
Something like 36.
What? Something like 36?
Who are you, boy?
Boy, what is that anyway? Something like 36. Does that include me?
37.
I'm 37?
I'm going to class.
God. 37. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row?
Hey, where are you going?
Hey, listen, Jeff, until today, you never even knew how many guys I slept with because you never even bothered to ask. Then you act all nonchalant about fucking 12 different girls. Well, I never had sex with 12 different guys.
No, but you sucked enough dicks.
Yeah, I went down on a few guys.
A few?
And one of those guys was you, the last one I might add, which if you're too stupid to comprehend means that I've been faithful to you since we met. All the other guys I went with before I met you. So if you want to have a compliment about it, go ahead. But don't look at me like I'm the town whore because you were plenty busy yourself before you met me.
Well, why did you have to suck their dick? I mean, why couldn't you sleep with them like any other decent person?
Because going down isn't a big deal. I used to like a guy we'd make out, and sooner or later I'd go down on him. But I only had sex with the guys I love.
I feel sick.
I love you. Don't feel sick.
Every time I kiss you, I'm going to taste 36 other guys.
I'm going to school. Maybe later you'll be a bit more rational.
I'm 37. I just
goodbye,
can't...
Goodbye, Dante.
Hey, try not to suck any dick on the way through the parking lot. Hey, you, get back here.
I thought this place supposed to be open at 11 o'clock. It's 11:20.
I've already called his house twice. I'm sure he'll be here soon.
Hey, it's not like it's a demanding job over there. I'd like to get paid to sit on my ass and watch TV. I walked in there the other day. That son of a bitch was sleeping.
I'm sure he wasn't sleeping.
Are you calling me a liar? Are you calling me a liar?
No, he's probably just resting his eyes.
What the hell is that, resting his eyes? What, like he's some air traffic controller?
Actually, that's his night job.
Wise ass too, huh? God, keep cracking, Wise. That's why you're jockeying to register in some fucking local convenience store instead of working at a steady job. Look, I've got no time to bullshit around here. Wait for that son of a bitch. Make sure he gets that. The number is 812. My name's Winoski. And I wanted a movie tonight.
Well, if you'll just tell me the title of the movie, I'm sure he'll hold it for you.
Don't hurt yourself, buddy. I'll go to Big Choice Video instead.
Forgot your keys.
Guy ain't here yet.
You're kidding. It's almost 11:30.
I know. I've been here since 11.
Man, I hate it when I can't rent videos.
I would have went to Big Choice, but the tape I want is right there on that wall.
Really? Which one?
Dental School.
You came for that, too? That's a movie I came for.
I have first dibs.
Says who?
Says me. I've been here for half an hour. I call that first dibs.
Ain't gonna happen, my friend. I'm getting that movie.
Like hell you are.
I'll bet you $20 you don't get to rent that tape.
$20?
$20.
All right, asshole. You're on.
You're late.
What the hell are you doing here? I thought you were playing hockey one.
The boss called. Arthur fell out.
Why the shutters closed?
Someone jammed gum in the locks.
Bunch of savages in this town.
That's what I said.
Shit, if I had known you were here, I'd have come even later. It smells like shoe polish.
Go open the store.
Hey, you just gotta keep your eye
on. No time for love, thanks, Jones.
Shit. All right, let's go.
Some guy just came in refusing to pay late fees. Said the store was closed for 2 hours yesterday. Tore up his membership.
Shocking abuse of authority.
Hey, I'm a firm believer in the philosophy of a ruling class, especially since I rule.
You want something, Jake? I'm buying.
No, thanks.
Who's on your phone this morning at like 2:30? I was trying to call for a half an hour.
Why?
I wanted to use your car.
Snack cake?
You know what, Al?
You called Caitlin again.
She called me.
Did you tell Veronica?
I think one fight a day, Veronica's about arc and stomach, thanks.
What do you two fight about, anyway?
Well, I guess we won't fight on anything. She just wants me to leave here and go back to school and get some direction.
I bet the most frequent topic of arguments is Caitlin Bree.
You win.
I'm going to offer you some advice, my friend. Let the past be the past. Forget Caitlin Bree. You've been with Veronica how long now?
7 months.
Chick's nuts about you. How long did you date Caitlin?
5 years.
Chick only made you nuts, man. She cheated on you how many times?
8.5.
8.5?
Party at John Kay's senior year. I get blitzed, pass out in his bedroom. Caitlin comes in and jumps all over me.
So that's cheating?
No, in the middle of it, she called me Brad.
She called you Brad?
She called me Brad.
That's not cheating. People say crazy shit during sex. One time I called this girl Mom.
I hit the light and she freaks. She thought it was Brad Michelson.
What do you mean?
She was supposed to meet Brad Michelson in a dark bedroom. She picked the wrong one. She didn't even know I was at the party.
Oh, my God.
Great story, huh?
That girl was vile, dude.
Interesting postscript to that story. Do you know who wound up in that dark bedroom with Brad?
Your mother?
Alan Harris.
Chess team Alan Harris?
The two moved to Idaho together after graduation. They raised sheep.
That's frightening.
Takes different strokes to move the world.
In light of this lurid tale, I don't even see how you can romanticize your relationship with Caitlin. She broke your heart and inadvertently drove men to deviant lifestyles.
There was a lot of good in our relationship.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, aside from the cheating, we were a great couple. I mean, that's what high school is about. Algebra, bad lunch, and infidelity.
And you think things would be different this time around?
They are. When she calls me now, she's a different person. She's frightened, vulnerable. She's just about finishing college, and she's about to enter the real world. Now, that's scary for anyone.
Oh, shit, I gotta place an order.
Talking to myself here.
No, I'm listening. She's leaving college, and...
And she's looking for me for support. And I think this is leading our relationship to a new level.
And what about Veronica?
Well, I think the arguments Veronica and I are having are some kind of manifestation of a subconscious desire to break up with her. So I can pursue a more meaningful relationship with Caitlin.
And Caitlin's on the same wavelength?
I think it's safe to say yes.
I think all four of you'd better sit down and talk it over.
All four?
You, Veronica, Caitlin, and Caitlin's fiancé.
Excuse me. Did you sell video tapes?
Yeah, what are you looking for?
Happy Scrappy Hero Pup.
1 second. I'm on the phone with the distribution house now. Let me make sure they got it. What's it called again?
Happy Scrappy Hero Pup.
Happy Scrappy.
She loves it.
Obviously. Yeah, hi, this is RST Video calling. Customer number 4352. I'd like to place an order. Okay, I need one each of the following tapes. Whispers in the Wind, To Each His Own, Put It Where It Doesn't Belong, My Pipes Need Cleaning, All Tit Fucking Volume 8, I Need Your Cock, Ask Worshipping Rim Jobbers, My Cutting 8 Shafts, Come Clean, Come Gargling Naked Sluts, Come Buns 3, Coming in Socks, Come On Eileen, Huge Black Cocks with Pearly White Gum, Girls Who Crave Cock, Girls Who Crave Cunt, Metalone 2, the KY Connection, Pink Pussy Lips, oh yeah, and All Holes Filled with Hard Cock. Yep. Oh, wait a minute, what was that called again?
Yes, I'd like to check on a misprint in today's edition. Today's edition. It says, Bree to Wed, Asian Design Major. No, everything's spelled fine. I was just wondering if the article was a misprint. I don't know, like a typographical error or something? I don't know, maybe it should say Caitlin Bray or Caitlin Bree with one E. I'm a curious party. A curious party? I'm an ex-boyfriend and, well... It's just that I talk to her all the time, and she never mentioned this engagement. That's why I'm thinking maybe it's a misprint. Are you sure? I mean, maybe there's a vindictive printer working for you. Meaning like, I don't know, someone who asked her out once and got shot down, and this is his revenge by putting this bogus article in the paper when it went to press. Hello? Hello?
Oh,
Phone came from my cousin now. I'm gonna knock those boots again tonight. Oh, look who it is, the fucking human vacuum.
Scumbag, what are you doing?
Not to say I saw Bob and his cousin.
He's your cousin?
Yeah, and he's from Russia, too.
No way. What part of Russia?
Oh, fucking no. Don't look like his fucking biographer. Oh, what part of Russia are you from?
Moscow.
He only speaks Russian?
Nah, he speaks some English, but he cannot speak it good like we do.
Is he staying here?
Nah, he's moving to the big city this week. He wants to be a metal singer.
No way.
Swear, Olaf, metal. That's his fucking metal face. Olaf, girl, nice.
Girl, neck.
That's fucked up, man.
What did he say?
I don't know, man, but this guy's a character.
He really wants to play metal?
Yeah, he's got his own band in Moscow. It's called Fuck You Yankee Blue Jeans or something like that.
That doesn't sound metal.
You gotta hear him sing Olaf Berserker. Come on, man, Berserker.
Is he singing English or Russian?
In English. Come on, Berserker. Girls think sexy. I'll watch what he's gonna sing. I watch, it's too funny.
My love for you is like a truck berserker. Would you like some making fuck berserker?
That's fucking funny, man.
Did he say making fuck?
My love for you is ticking clock, Berserker. Would you like to suck my cock, Berserker?
That's beautiful, man. Hold on to the counter and I'll pull.
Usually, I just turn the can upside down.
Maybe we ought to soap your hand up.
They ought to put a warning on these things, like they do with cigarettes.
Oh, I think it's coming.
Oh, thanks. I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital.
I'll throw this out as a precautionary measure.
Stings a little.
A little word of advice, my friend. Sometimes you got to let those hard-to-reach chips go.
Thanks.
You know, that article's accurate. Caitlin really is getting married.
You know what I just watched?
Me pulling a can off some moron's fist?
Return of the Jedi.
Didn't you hear me? Caitlin is really getting married.
What did you like better, Jedi or The Empire Strikes Back?
Empire.
Blasphemy.
Empire had the better ending. I mean, Luke gets his hand cut off, finds out Vader's his father, a hand gets frozen and taken away by Boba Fett. It ends on such a down note. I mean, that's what life is, a series of down endings. All Jedi had was a bunch of Muppets.
There was something else going on in Jedi. I never noticed it till today. They build another Death Star, right?
Yeah.
Now, the first one was completed and fully operational before the Rebels destroyed it.
Luke blew it up. Give credit where credit's due.
And the second one was still being built when they blew it up.
Compliments to Lando Calrissian.
Something just never sat right with me that second time around. I could never put my finger on it, but something just wasn't right.
And you figured it out.
The first Death Star was manned by the Imperial Army. The only people on board were stormtroopers, dignitaries, Imperials.
Basically.
So when they blew it up, no problem. Evil's punished.
And the second time around?
The second time around, it wasn't even done being built yet. It was still under construction.
So?
So a construction job of that magnitude would require a hell of a lot more manpower than the Imperial Army had to offer. I'll bet they brought independent contractors in on that thing. Plumbers, aluminum siders, roofers.
Not just Imperials. Is that what you're getting at?
Exactly. In order to get it built quickly and quietly, they'd hire anybody that can do the job. I think the average stormtrooper knows how to install a toilet main. All they know is killing in white uniforms.
All right, so they bring in independent contractors. Why are you so upset at its destruction?
All those innocent contractors brought in to do the job were killed. Casualties of a war they had nothing to do with. All right, look. You're a roofer. Some juicy government contract comes your way. You got a wife and kids, the two-story in suburbia. This is a government contract, which means all sorts of benefits. Along come these left-wing militants and blast everything within a 3-mile radius with their lasers. You didn't ask for that. You have no personal politics. You're just trying to scrape out a living.
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, but what are you talking about?
The ending of Return of the Jedi.
My friend here is trying to convince me that any independent contractors who were working on the uncompleted Death Star were innocent victims when they were destroyed by the rebels.
Well, I'm a contractor myself. I'm a roofer. Done and ready, home improvements. And speaking as a roofer, I can tell you a roofer's personal politics comes into play heavily when choosing jobs.
Like when?
3 weeks ago, I was offered a job up in the hills. Beautiful house, tons of property, a simple reshingling job.
They told me if I could finish it in one day, I would double my price. Then I realized whose house it was.
Whose house was it?
Dominic Bambino's.
Babyface Bambino? The gangster?
The same. The money was right, but the risk was too high. I knew who he was, and based on that, I turned the job over to a friend of mine.
Based on personal politics.
Right. And the next week, the Ferrucci family put a hit on Babyface's house. My friend was shot and killed. Didn't even finish reshingling.
No way.
I'm alive because I knew the risk involved in that particular client. My friend wasn't so lucky. Any contractor working on that Death Star knew the risk involved. If they got killed, it's their own fault. A roofer listens to this, not his wallet.
They say so much, but they never tell you if it's any good. Are either one of these any good? Sir?
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
Well, have you heard anything about either one of them?
I find it's best to stay out of other people's affairs.
You mean you haven't heard anybody say anything about either one of these?
Nope.
Well, what about these two?
Oh, they suck.
These are the same two movies? You weren't paying any attention.
No, I wasn't.
I don't think your manager would appreciate it.
I don't appreciate your ruse, ma'am.
I beg your pardon?
Your ruse. Your cunning attempt to trick me.
I was only pointing out that you weren't paying any attention to what I was saying.
I hope it feels good.
You hope what feels good?
I hope it feels so good to be right. There's nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others, is there?
Well, this is the last time I rent here.
You'll be missed.
Screw you!
Hey, you're not allowed to rent here anymore.
Get out!
Screw me.
You'll never believe what this unruly customer just said.
Wait.
Is she in here?
This guy is going through all the eggs. Look. This has been going on for 20 minutes now.
What's he looking for?
Said he has to find the perfect dozen.
Perfect dozen?
Yeah, each egg has to be perfect.
The quest isn't going well, huh?
Obviously not. Look at all the cartons that didn't make the grade.
Why doesn't he just mix and match?
I told him that and he yelled at me.
What'd he say?
He said it was important to have standards. He says no one has any pride anymore.
It's not like you laid the eggs yourself.
I give him 5 more minutes. After that, I'm calling the cops. I don't need this. I'm letting something be here today.
Get back the cigarettes.
I'm as puzzled as you.
I've actually seen it before.
You know him?
No, I don't know him, but I know the behavior. Let me guess, he's looking for the perfect carton of eggs?
Yeah, how'd you know?
And I'll bet you $1 million that the garden account for.
Why'd you say that?
Well, I saw it happen in Food City like last year. It's a different guy, though. Stock boy said that he'd been looking through cartons of eggs for like half an hour, doing all sorts of endurance tests and stuff. I asked him why nobody ever called the manager, and he said it happens like 2-3 times a week, sometimes more.
Get out of here.
No, I kid you not. They call it shell shock. It seems to only happen with guidance counselors. They used to make a big deal of it, but they just let it go now, because they always pay for whatever they break, and they never bother anybody.
Well, why guidance counselors?
Well, if your job was as meaningless as theirs, wouldn't you go crazy, too?
Come think of it, my guidance counselor was kind of worthless.
See? It's important to have a job that makes a difference, boys. That's why I manually masturbate caged animals for artificial insemination.
All the prices end in 9. Damn, that's eerie.
You know how much money the average jizz mopper makes per hour?
What's a jizz mopper?
He's the guy that cleans up the nudie booths after each guy jerks off.
Nudie booth?
Yeah, nudie booth. Ever been in a nudie booth?
Guess not.
Oh, man, it's great. You go into this booth, and there's this glass between you and these chicks, and they put on a show for you for, like, $10.
What kind of a show?
Think of the weirdest, craziest shit you'd like to see chicks do. I mean, these chicks do it all. They insert things into any opening on their body. Any opening.
Can we not talk about this now?
The jizz mopper's job is to clean it up after each guy shoots a load. Practically everybody does it right on the window. I don't know if you notice or not, but cum leaves streaks if you don't clean it right away.
I will never come to this place again.
Excuse me?
Using filthy language in front of the customers. You both should be fired.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess we kind of got carried away.
Well, I don't know if sorry can make up for it. You've highly offended me.
Well, if you think that's offensive, check this out.
Oh.
I think you can see her kidneys.
Why do you do things like that? You know he's only going to come back and tell the boss.
Who cares? That guy's an asshole. Everybody that comes in here is way too uptight. This job would be great if it wasn't for the fucking customers.
Jesus, I'm going to hear from the boss tomorrow.
Oh, would you loosen up? You'd feel a hell of a lot better if you just rip into the occasional customer.
Why? I don't bother them and they don't bother me.
A liar. Tell me there aren't customers that annoy the piss out of you on a daily basis.
There aren't.
Why can you lie like that? Why don't you vent? Vent your frustrations. Come on, who pisses you off?
Well, I guess it isn't customers in particular. Maybe just a group of customers.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, the milkmaids.
The milkmaids?
The women that go through every gallon of milk looking for that later date, as if somewhere beyond all the other gallons is a container of milk that won't go bad for like a decade.
You know who I can do without? I can do without the people in the video store.
Which ones?
All of them.
What would you get for a 6-year-old boy who chronically wets his bed?
So, do you have any new movies in?
Do you have that one with that guy who was in that movie that was out last year?
They never rent quality flicks. They always pick the most intellectually devoid movie on the racks.
Ooh, Navy SEALs!
It's like in order to join, they have to have an IQ less than their shoe size.
You think you get stupid questions? You should hear the barrage of stupid questions I get.
What do you mean there's no ice? You mean I gotta drink this coffee hot?
So how much is this thing anyway?
Do you sell hookups for 72 Pinto hatchback?
Ooh, mini truck amazing.
Say you vented. Don't you feel better?
No.
Why not?
Because my ex-girlfriend's getting married.
Jesus, you got a one-track mind. It's always Caitlin.
Veronica!
What happened to home by 12?
Boss hasn't shown up yet. How come you're not in class?
That 101 got canceled, so I stopped home and I brought you some lunch.
What is it?
Peanut butter and jelly with the crust cut off. What do you think it is? It's lasagna.
Really? Oh, you're the queen.
I'm glad you calmed down a bit. Hi, Randall.
37.
Shut up. Yes, I've calmed down. I'm not happy, but I'll be able to deal. Why don't you go back to the video store?
You had to tell him?
I had to tell someone. He put it into perspective.
What did he say?
He said at least he wasn't 36.
And that made you feel better?
And he also said that most of them were college guys I've never even seen or met before.
The ostrich syndrome, if you don't see
it. It isn't there, yes.
Thank you for being rational.
Thank you for the lasagna.
Can you get the shutters open?
No. I called the locksmith. He said the earliest he could be here is tomorrow morning.
Summer. Well, I gotta head back for the 1:30 class.
Time to get finished.
8, but I have a sorority meeting till 9. So I'll see you when you close then. Can we go out for coffee?
Sure.
Good. I'll see you when you close then. Okay. Enjoy the lasagna.
Can't be. I just talked to him this morning. He left at what time? He really went to Vermont? Well, when the hell was someone going to tell me? He promised me he'd be here by noon. Jesus, when does he get back? Tuesday? You gotta be fucking kidding me. I got a hockey game at 2 and the steel shutters are jammed closed and he's in Vermont? I'm not even supposed to be here today. So I'm stuck here until closing. Oh, this is just great. I can't fucking believe this. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you.
Yeah, I know. No, I'll be all right. Well, that's all I can do, right? Yeah. All right, thanks. Bye.
Vermont?
Can you fucking believe this?
You mentioned that to you this morning?
Not a word, not a fucking word, that slippery shit.
So what, you stuck here all day?
Fuck!
Why'd you apologize?
What?
I heard you apologize, why? You got every reason in the world to be mad.
I know.
Jesus, that seems to be the leitmotif in your life, ever backing down.
Don't back down.
You always back down. You assume blame that's not yours. You come in on your day off, you buckle like a belt.
You know what really pisses me off?
The fact that I'm right about your buckling?
Then I'm gonna miss the fucking game.
Because you buckled.
Will you shut up with that shit? It ain't helping.
I don't yell at me, pal.
I'm sorry.
See? There you go again.
I can't believe I'm gonna miss the fucking game.
Yeah, at least we're stuck here together.
You got a customer.
What? What do you want?
Yeah, hello, Sanford. Dante. I can't play today. Like, I'm not stuck at work. Yeah, I know I'm not scheduled today, but I just... Forget it. Point is, I can't play today. Neither can Randall. He's working, too. Hey, wait a second. Do we have to play at the park? Hold on. You feeling limber?
Pull my wrist tighter, man.
I gotta tell you, my friend, this is one of the ballsiest moves I've ever been privy to. I would have never thought you capable of such a blatant disregard of store policy.
Hey, I told him I had a game today. It's his own fault.
No arguments here. Insubordination rules.
Hey, I just want to play hockey like I was scheduled to.
Hey, Dante, I'm gonna grab a Gatorade, all right?
If you grab a Gatorade, then everybody's gonna grab one.
So?
So? Who's gonna pay for these Gatorades?
What do you care, you shoe polish smelling motherfucker?
Hey, I have a responsibility here. I can't have everybody grabbing free drinks.
Responsibility? What responsibility? You're closing a fucking store to play hockey.
He's blunt, but he's got a point.
Will you let me maintain some semblance of managerial control here?
No, all I'm saying is if you're gonna be insubordinate, you might as well go to full nine. Not pussy out when it comes to free shit to drink.
He's right. As if we're suddenly gonna have a run on Gatorade.
Fucking hell.
All right. Jesus, you fuckers are pushy.
Hey, I hear Caitlin's marrying an Asian drum major.
Design major.
Can we not talk about this?
Fine by me, but you're living in denial and suppressing rage, motherfucker.
You gonna lock the store?
I don't know. You gonna lock the video store?
Look who you're asking here. How are we gonna block the street?
We're not playing in the street.
Then where are we gonna play?
Crazy neck on this ladder. Now lose the skates, Dorothy Hamill, and open the fucking store.
Dante, where are you?
He's busy.
In a second.
Look in a second. This, oh, look at you. You can't even pass. How about covering the point? Man, you suck.
Who are you to make assessments?
Hey, I'll assess all I want, pal.
Hey, Dante, you went around.
Don't pass to this guy. He sucks. You suck.
Oh, wait, you're any better?
I'll whip your ass any day, pal.
It's easy for you to say from over here.
Give me a stick, pretty boy. I'll knock your fucking teeth out and pass all over your ass.
Hey, you open?
Yeah, you open.
No!
All right, pal, there's a stick over there. You're shooting up against the stove. Hey, Redding, come on, cut this fuck off.
another ball.
Darn them water.
What the fuck are you talking about? How many balls did you bring?
I brought the orange one in. The orange one.
Hey, are there any balls down there?
About the biggest berry you ever seen, Dingleberry.
You only brought one ball?
I thought Redding brought all the balls.
Not that ball.
Nobody has another ball.
Shit.
We got what? 12 minutes of a game and then it's over? Fuck! Fuck! I'm not even supposed to be here today.
I still get free Gatorade, right?
Be careful.
I'm trying.
You know, the insides of those has got stuff that can give you cancer.
So I'm told.
Yeah. I had a friend who chewed glass for a living at the circus.
And he got cancer from chewing fluorescent bulb glass?
Nah. Got hit by a bus.
Oh. Can I help you?
Well, that depends. You got maybe a toilet in here?
Yeah, but it's for employees only.
I understand, but I thought maybe you'd let me use it anyway. I'm not so young anymore, and I'm, how do you say, a little incontinent?
Sure. In the back, through the cooler.
Thank you, Sonny Boy. Say, what kind of toilet paper you got back there?
The white kind?
I didn't ask about the color. I mean, is it rough or is it cottony?
Actually, it's kind of rough.
Oh, boy. It's going to knock the hell out of my hemorrhoids. I thought maybe you could let me have a roll of the soft stuff. I see you selling the soft stuff back there.
Yeah, but...
Come on, Boychuk. What's the difference? You said yourself you have the rough stuff in the back.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Thank you, Sonny Boy. You're a lifesaver. Say, young fella, I hate to bother you again, but maybe I could have something in the back there to read on paper or something. Sometimes it takes me a while, and I like to have something to read while it's going on.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
One of the magazines you got in the back over there, behind the counter.
The porno mags?
Yeah. I like the cartoons. They make me laugh. They draw some of the biggest titties you ever saw. No, not this one. Maybe the one you got underneath this one. They got bigger titties in there.
Here, now leave me alone.
Oh, thank you, Sonny Boy. I appreciate it.
Hell of a game.
One ball. I close the store. They come all the way here for one ball.
Hockey's hockey. At least we got to play.
12 minutes is not a game. Jesus, it's hardly even a warm-up.
Bitch. You want something to drink?
Yeah, Gatorade.
Hey, what happened to all the Gatorade?
Exactly. They drank it all.
Hey, you know what Sanford told me?
I can't believe Caitlin's getting married.
Julie Doyer died.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, my God.
Sanford's brother dates her cousin. He found out this morning.
How? When?
Embolism in her brain yesterday.
Jesus.
She was swimming in the pool in the YMCA when it happened. She died mid-backstroke.
I haven't seen her in, like, 2 years.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't she one of the illustrious 12?
Yeah, number 6.
You've had sex with a dead person.
Oh, I'm going to go to her wake.
Why not?
Why not?
It's today.
What?
Paulson's funeral parlor. Next show's at 4.
Shit, what about tomorrow?
One night only. She's buried in the morning.
Oh, you got to watch the store. I got to go to this.
Wait. Has it ever occurred to you that I might be bereaved as well?
You hardly knew her.
True. But do you know how many people are going to be there? All of our old classmates, to say the least.
Oh, stop it. This is beneath even you.
I'm not going to miss what's probably going to be the social event of the season.
You hate people.
But I love gatherings. Isn't it ironic?
Stop it. Stop being an asshole. Someone's got to watch the store.
If you go, I go.
She meant nothing to you.
She meant nothing to you neither till I told you she died.
I'm not taking to this funeral.
I'm going with you.
I can't close the store.
You just closed the store to play hockey on the roof.
Exactly, which means I can't close it for another hour just so we can both go to a wake.
You were saying...
Thanks for putting me in such a tough spot. You're a good friend.
She's pretty young, huh?
22, just like us.
Embolism in a pool.
What an embarrassing way to die.
That's nothing compared to how my cousin Walter died.
How did he die?
He broke his neck.
That's embarrassing?
He broke his neck trying to suck his own dick.
Shut the hell up.
I swear.
Stop it.
Bible truth.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Have you ever tried to suck your own dick?
No.
Yeah, right. You're so repressed.
Because I never tried to suck my own dick?
No, because you won't admit to it. As if a guy's a fucking pervert because he tries to get down on himself. You're as curious as the rest of us, pal. You've tried it.
Who found him?
My cousin?
Mom found him. It was a mess. He was on his bed with his legs doubled over himself. Mom freaked out.
Hey, did not have thick in his mouth.
Yeah. Balls resting on his lips.
Wow, he really made it.
Yeah, but at what a price.
I can never reach.
Reach what?
You know.
What, your dick?
Yeah, like you said, I guess everyone gets curious and tries it sometime.
I never tried it. Fucking pervert. Suddenly everyone loves to cheer and play a song. Go by, surprising it goes so fast. Johnny looked around him and said, hey, I think I'm
I knew this was a bad idea to close the store.
Listen to you.
I can't help it. At least when we were playing hockey on the roof, I could see if anybody wanted to go in.
Nobody's there. It's 4 o'clock on a Saturday. How many people ever come to the store at 4 on a Saturday? I'm telling you, it wasn't my fault.
You knocked the casket over, for Christ's sake.
I was just leaning on it. It was an accident.
Like someone knocks a casket over on purpose?
Not a casket fell over. Big deal.
Her fucking body fell out.
Let's put her back in it. It's not like it matters if she breaks something.
Just go. Just go open the video store.
Yeah, open the video store.
Shut the fuck up, junkie.
Just go open the video store.
Yeah, you cock-smoking clerk.
And how many times have I told you not to be dealing in front of the store?
I'm not dealing, man. What are you talking about?
You got it, man.
You know what you want.
Hey, let me borrow your car.
I don't want to talk to you.
Fine, just let me borrow your car.
Why should I loan you my car?
I want to rent a movie.
You want to rent a movie?
I want to rent a movie. What's that for?
You work in a video store.
I work in a shitty video store. I want to go to a good video store so I can get a good movie.
You have a pack of cigarettes? You cat. What's his name?
Annoying customer.
Fucking dickhead.
Can you imagine being halfway decent to the customer sometimes?
Let me borrow your car.
May I be blunt with you?
If you must.
We are employees of the Quick Stop Convenience and RST Video, respectively. As such, we have certain obligations, though they may seem cruel and unusual, does mean manning the store until closing.
I see. So playing hockey and attending wakes, these practices are standard operating procedures.
There's a difference. Those are obligations. Obligations that couldn't have been met at any other date. Now, renting videos, that's just gratuitous, not to mention illogical, being that you work at a video store.
Are you open?
Yes.
You know what? I don't think I care for your rationale.
Well, it's going to have to do, being that it's my car up for a request. Can I help you?
A pack of cigarettes.
So what's your point?
My point is, you're a clerk, paid to do a job. You can't just do anything you want while you're working.
Space alien revealed as head of Time Warner. Report stock increase. They print any kind of shit in this paper.
They certainly do. $3.
So your argument is that title dictates behavior.
What?
The reason you won't let me use your car is because I have a title and a job description. I'm supposed to follow it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I saw one time that said, the next week the world is ending. And in the next week's paper they said, we were miraculously saved at the zero hour by a koala fish mutant bird. Crazy shit.
So I'm no more responsible for my decisions here than, say, a death squad soldier in Bosnia?
Oh, now that's stretching. You're not being asked to slay children or anything.
Yeah, not yet.
And I remember one time in a... I'm gonna break your fucking head, you fucking jackal!
I'm sorry, he meant to hit me.
Yeah, well, he missed.
Yeah, I know. Here, let me refund your money and we'll call it even, all right?
I'll never come in here again. And if I see you again, I'm gonna break your fucking head open.
fuck'd you do that for?
Two reasons. One, I hate it when people can't shut up about the stupid tabloid headlines.
Oh, Jesus.
And two, to prove a point, title does not dictate behavior.
What?
If title dictated my behavior as a clerk serving the public, I wouldn't be allowed to spit water at that guy. But I did. So my point is that people dictate their own behavior. Even though I work in a video store, I choose to go rent movies at Big Choice. Agreed?
You are a danger to both the dead and the living.
I like to think I'm a master of my own destiny.
Please get the hell out of here.
I know I'm your hero.
Sounds to me like somebody needs to hit the gym.
Excuse me?
I heard you strain when you picked up that milk. You can only weigh 7 pounds.
I didn't strain, I sighed.
I don't think so. That was a grunt. A deep inhalation of oxygen to aid in the stretching of muscles. I'm the trainer. I know what that sound signifies. You're out of shape.
What are you talking about? There's no fat on my body.
No fat. No tone either. You don't get enough exercise.
You open?
Yes.
Just paper.
35.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You think this guy is out of shape?
I don't know. He can't really tell from here.
He is. I am not.
How much can you bench?
I don't know.
I'd say about 60, 70 tops.
Oh, I know. I can bench more than that.
350. Four.
No way.
I feel that.
Hey, that's tight. Solid.
I feel it. Hold up your sleeve, Chief.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Say you're ashamed. You know you're out of shape. Here, take my card. I could get you on an aerobics free weights program.
Are you open? Yes. I'm not out of shape.
Excuse me, have you been here all day?
Yeah, since 6 this morning.
He's got those love handles.
I don't have love handles.
Were you working here about 4 o'clock?
Yes.
It's probably from being around all this food every day.
Oh, I know. If I had to work here all day, I'd be bloated and out of shape, too.
I'm not out of shape.
Can I have your name, please?
Dante Hicks. Why? What's this all about?
You're Dante Hicks? My God, I didn't even recognize you.
Because he's out of shape.
Do I know you?
Yeah, do you remember Alyssa Jones? She used to hang out with...
Hey, Caitlin Bree.
I'm her sister.
You're Alyssa's sister, Heather?
Yes.
Did you, say Caitlin Bree?
Yeah.
Pretty girl, little tall than her, gorgeous body.
Yeah.
And you're Dante Hicks. You went to the same school. You played hockey.
Yeah, how did you know that?
Hey, man, you still going out with her?
No, she's getting married.
To you?
No, to an Asian design major.
Ah, shit. Don't take this the wrong way, but, I used to fuck her.
What?
Yeah, about 2-3 years ago. All you two were dating. I drove a black Trans Am.
You're Rick Derris?
Yeah.
You know him?
Yeah. Caitlin used to talk about him all the time.
Really?
Well, wait a second. You used to fuck Caitlin Bree while I was dating her?
Nah, man, don't let it bother you. That was a long time ago.
I'm surprised you didn't know about it, Dante. Everybody in school knew about it, even in my class.
Jesus Christ, what next?
Here you go.
What's this?
The fine for $500.
What?
$500? For what?
For a violation of New Jersey Statute Section 2A, number 170/51. Any person who sells or makes available tobacco or tobacco-related products to persons under the age of 18 is regarded as disorderly.
What are you talking about?
An angry mother called the State Division of Taxation and claimed that a Quick Stop employee sold her 4-year-old daughter a pack of cigarettes at 4 o'clock today. The New Jersey Division of Taxation called the Board of Health and sent me down to issue a fine. You claimed you were working here all day, hence the fine is yours. The fine is doubled due to the incredibly young age of the child.
But I didn't sell any cigarettes to any kids.
Sold cigarettes to a 4-year-old? What a scumbag.
That's sick, Dante.
But I didn't sell any cigarettes to any kids, I swear.
The due date is on the bottom. This summons cannot be contested in any court of law. Failure to remit before the due date will result in a charge of criminal negligence, and a warrant will be issued for your arrest. Have a nice day.
But I didn't sell any cigarettes to any kids! Hey, wait a minute!
I get it. I don't want to deal with a guy that sells cigarettes to 4-year-olds. I give you a lift somewhere?
Sure. How about the beach?
I like the way you think.
Jesus, what next?
Dante?
What? Caitlin. When did you
you get home?
Just now.
I can't believe it. I haven't seen you since.
Dante, you have a customer. I just saw Alyssa's little sister outside. She was with Rick Darris.
Let's not talk about that. How'd you get home?
Train. It took 8 hours.
Oh, I can't believe you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, back behind the oil. How long are you staying?
Until Monday. Then I have to take the train back.
Pack of cigarettes. Hey, congratulations. I saw the announcement in today's paper. You know, she's marrying an Asian design major.
So I'm told.
Store like that?
I want to talk to you about something, and I don't want to be disturbed. Something I read in the tabloids.
You saw it.
Very dramatic, I thought.
It is not what you think.
Oh, it's not what I think. What is it, worse? You're pregnant with the Asian design major's child? I mean, what's going on here?
I am not pregnant.
Were you going to tell me, or were you just going to send me an invitation?
I was going to tell you, but then we were getting along so well, I didn't want to mess it up.
You could have broken it to me gently. You could have started by telling me you had a boyfriend. I mean, I told you I had a girlfriend.
I know. I'm sorry, but when we started talking, it was like I forgot I had a boyfriend. Then he proposed last month.
And you said yes.
Well, kind of, sort of.
Is that what they teach you up in that school of yours? Kind of, sort of? Everybody knows about this except me. Do you know how humiliating that is?
Hey, I would have told you and you would have stopped calling me like a baby.
Oh, how do you know that?
Because I know you. You prefer drastic measures to rational ones.
So are you really getting married?
No.
You're not really getting married?
The story goes like this. He proposed to me, I told him I had to think about it, and he insisted that I wear the ring anyway. Then my mother told the paper we were engaged.
Oh, my God.
Then my mother called me this morning to let me know that the announcement was in the paper. That's when I hopped a train to come back here because I knew you'd be a wreck.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Was I right?
Wreck is a harsh term, but disturbed is more like a mildly disturbed even.
Oh, I love a macho facade. It is such a turn-on. What smells like shoe polish?
So you came here to what? To comfort me?
The last thing I needed was for you to think I was hiding something from
you. But you were!
No, I wasn't. Not really. I told you I'd been seeing other people.
Yeah, but not seriously. Christ, you're ready to walk down the aisle. I think that constitutes something more than just seeing somebody. I mean, what's going on?
I'm giving him his ring back.
What?
I don't want to marry him. I don't want to get married now. I'm on the verge of graduation. I want to go to grad school after this, and then I want to start a career. I don't want to be a wife first and then have to worry about when I'm going to fit in all the other stuff. I have come way too far and studied too damn hard to let my education go to waste as a housewife. And I know that's what I've become. Zhang's just signed with a major firm, and he's going to be pulling in a huge salary, which would give me no reason to work. He's very traditional.
Wait a minute. His name is Zhang? Past tense?
Stop it. He's a nice guy.
Well, if he's so nice, why aren't you marrying him?
I just told you.
There's more to this, isn't there?
Oh, why, Mr. Hicks, whatever do you mean?
Tell me I don't have something to do with it.
You have nothing to do with it.
Oh, you lie!
Look how full of yourself you are.
Hey, I just believe in giving credit where credit's due, and I believe I'm the impetus behind your refusal to wed.
Well, if I'm so nuts about you, then why am I having sex with an Asian design major?
Oh, Jesus, you're so caustic.
I had to knock you down from that cloud you were floating on. When I say I don't want to get married, I mean just that. I don't want to marry anybody. Not for years.
Who's asking? I don't want to marry you.
Good. Keeping that frame of mind.
Well, let's date.
Oh, I think Shang and Veronica, they'd love that.
Well, we can introduce the two of them. They may hit it off.
You're serious? You want to date again?
I want to be your boyfriend, yes.
It's just the shock of seeing me after 3 years. Believe me, you'll get over it.
Give me a bit more credit. I think it's time we got back together. I mean, I'm more mature, you're more mature, you're finishing college, I'm already in the job market.
You work in a market, all right.
Cute. Tell me you wouldn't want to go out with me again after all the talking we've been doing.
Oh, the key word here is talk, Dante. I think the idea or the conception of us dating is a lot more idyllic than what actually happens when we date.
So what are we supposed to, pretend over the phone we're dating?
I don't know. Maybe we should just see what happens.
Let me take you out tonight.
On a date?
Yeah. A real date. Dinner and a movie.
Oh, the Dante Hicks dinner and movie date. I think I've been on that one before.
You have a better suggestion?
Well, how about the Caitlin Bree walk on the boardwalk then get naked somewhere kind of private date?
I hear that's kind of a popular date.
Jerk. God, here I am throwing myself at you, succumbing to your wily charms, and you calling me a slut in so many words.
What about Sing?
Sang!
Sang.
He's not invited.
He's your fiancé.
I'm offering you my body, and you're offering me semantics. He's just a boyfriend, Dante. And in case you haven't gotten the drift of why I came all the way here from Ohio, I'm about to become single again. And yes, allow me to placate your ego. You are the inspiration for this bold and momentous decision that will probably get me ostracized from both school and home. You ask me who I choose. I choose you.
So, what are you saying?
You are such an asshole.
I'm just kidding.
I can already see this is not going to work out.
I'll ask Randall to close up when he gets back.
Where is he anyway? I thought he'd be at your side like an obedient lapdog.
Oh, he went to go rent a movie. He isn't back yet. Screw it. I'll close up and leave him a note.
You are too responsible. But no, I have to go home first. They don't even know I've left school yet. And I should break the disengagement news to my mother, which is going to cause quite a row, considering she loves Sang.
Who doesn't?
Well, me, I guess. So I shall take my leave of you, but I will return in a little while, at which time, yes, I would love to go for dinner and a movie with you.
Hey, what happened to the walk and the nakedness?
I'm easy, but I'm not that easy. See you later, handsome.
Hey, what's your end? Best of both worlds?
Hermaphroditic porn. Starlets with both organs. You should see the box. Beautiful chicks with dicks that put mine to shame.
And you rented this?
Hey, I like to expand my horizons.
I got fined for selling cigarettes to a minor.
No way.
$500.
You're bullshit.
No, I'm not.
Holy shit, I didn't even think they enforced this.
Living proof.
Thought you never sold cigarettes to kids.
I didn't, you did.
Really?
Yep, a little girl, maybe 4 years old.
Holy shit, that girl?
Yeah, as opposed to the hundreds of other children you've sold cigarettes while working here.
Then how come you got the fine?
Because I'm here.
You're lying.
I'm not.
Why aren't you, like, screaming at me right now?
Because I'm happy.
You're happy.
I'm happy.
You're happy to get a fine.
No, I'm happy because Caitlin came to see me.
Now I know you're lying.
I'm not. She just left.
Well, what'd she say?
She said she's not marrying that guy. She went home to tell her mom.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
Wow, you've had quite an evening.
She went home, and she's getting ready, and we're going out.
I feel so ineffectual. Is there anything I can do for you?
Watch the store while I go home and change.
What happened to Title Dictates Behavior?
Well, this is my way of spitting water at life.
All right. You want me to bring the VCR over so we can watch this?
No, I might be leaving early to go out with Caitlin, in which case you're going to have to lock up the store tonight.
All right, but you're missing out. Chicks with dicks.
Of the video renter.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Asian Design Major herself, Caitlin Bree.
You saw that article? God, isn't it awful? My mother sent that in.
I take it she likes the guy.
You'd think she's marrying him. What are you watching?
Children's programming. What'd your mom say when you told her you weren't engaged anymore?
She said not to come home until after graduation.
Wow, you got thrown out for Dante?
What can I say? He does weird things to me.
Ooh, can I watch?
You can hold me down.
Can I join in?
You might be let down. I'm not a hermaphrodite.
Hey, if you are. So what makes you think you can maintain a relationship with him this time around?
A woman's intuition. Something inside me says it's time to give the old boy a serious try.
Wow. Hey, you know, you and I have something in common. We both eat Chinese.
Dick.
Exactly.
So where is he?
He went home to change for the big date.
God, isn't he great?
No. This is great.
Can I use your bathroom?
No lights back there.
Why aren't there any lights?
Well, there are, but for some reason they stop working at 5:14 every night.
You're kidding.
Nobody can figure it out. The boss doesn't want to pay the electrician to fix it because the electrician owes money to the video store.
such a sordid state of affairs.
And I'm caught in the middle, torn between my loyalty for the boss and my desire to piss with the lights on.
Well, I'll try to manage.
Oh, hey, Caitlin, break his heart again this time, and I'll kill you. Nothing personal.
You are very protective of him, Randall. You always have been.
Territoriality. He was mine first.
Oh, that was so cute.
Oh, it's Cack.
Bunch of savages in this town. Hey, Caitlin's in the back. You might want to check on her. She's been back there a long time.
There are no lights back there.
I told her that. She said she didn't need any. Why don't you go join her and make a little bathroom bam bam?
Oh, I love your sexy talk. It's so kindergarten. Poo poo, wee wee.
Fuck you.
So fast.
It was like an hour ago.
Do you always talk this weird after you violate a woman?
Maybe the Asian design major slipped her some opium.
Could be.
It has never been like that before.
Like what?
Well, just lay perfectly still and let me do everything.
Am I missing something here?
Okay.
I went back there and Dante was already waiting for me.
He was?
It was so cool. He didn't say a word. He didn't have to. He was just ready. You know, and, like, we didn't kiss or talk or anything. He just sat there and let me do all the work.
You dog, I didn't even see you go back there.
And the fact that there weren't any lights on made it so. God, that was so great. My legs were still shaking.
It wasn't me.
You're right. Who was it then, Randall?
Was it you?
I was up here the whole time.
You two better quit it.
I'm serious.
Oh, so we didn't just have sex in the bathroom?
No.
Stop it. This isn't funny.
I'm not fooling around. I just came in from outside.
This isn't fucking funny, Dante.
I'm not kidding. Who went back there?
Nobody, I swear.
I feel nauseous.
Are you sure there was someone back there?
Well, I didn't just fuck myself. Jesus Christ. God, I'm gonna be sick.
You just fucked a total stranger.
Shut the fuck up.
I can't believe this.
Call the police.
No, don't!
Because there's a stranger in our bathroom. He just raped Caitlin.
Oh, she said she did all the...
Will you shut the fuck up? Who the fuck's in our bathroom?
Who is he?
I don't know. He just came in and asked to use the bathroom.
What time was this?
I don't know. What time did Hawk end?
Like 3:30.
And what time we get back from the funeral?
4, I think.
Wait, who was working here?
Just me.
I thought you just said you went to play hockey and then went to a funeral.
Yeah, we did.
Well, then who was operating the store?
Nobody. It was closed.
Was this guy locked in here?
Well, everything happened so quickly, I guess I forgot he was back there.
Can we take it now?
Go ahead.
Was he alive when Caitlin...
No, I placed the time of death about 3:20.
Then how could she... You know...
The body can maintain an erection after expiration, sometimes for hours. Did he have the adult magazine when he came in?
No, I gave it to him. He asked me for it.
I can't say for certain until we get him back to the lab, but my guess is he was masturbating, his heart seized, and he died. That's when the girl found him. Something smells like shoe polish.
This has got to be the weirdest thing you've ever been called in on.
Actually, I once had to tag a kid that broke his neck trying to put his mouth on his penis.
What about Caitlin?
Shock trauma. She's going to need years of therapy after this. My question is, how did she come to have sex with a dead man?
She thought it was me.
What kind of convenience store do you run here?
Salsa shark. We're gonna need a bigger boat. Man goes into cage. Cage goes into salsa. Shark's into salsa. Our shark.
Oh, what? What's with you, man? You haven't said anything for like 20 minutes. What the hell's your problem?
This life.
This life?
Why do I have this life?
Add some chips. You'll feel better.
I'm stuck in this pit, working for less than slave wages, working on my day off. The goddamn steel shutters are closed. I deal with every backward-ass fuck on the planet. I smell like shoe polish. My ex-girlfriend is catatonic after fucking a dead guy. And my present girlfriend has sucked 36 dicks.
37.
My life's in the shitter right now, and if you don't mind, I'd like to stew a bit.
You open?
Yeah. Nah, that's all bullshit, man. You know what the real problem here is?
I was born.
You should shit or get off the pot.
I should shit or get off the pot.
Yeah, you should shit or get off the pot.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about this thing you have, this inability to improve your station in life.
Fuck you.
It's true, man. You sit there and blame life for dealing you a cruddy hand, never once accepting the responsibility for the way your situation is.
What responsibility?
All right, if you hate this job and the people and the fact that you have to come in on your day off, then why don't you quit?
Oh, like it's that easy.
It is. You just up and quit. There's other jobs. They pay better money. You're bound to be qualified for at least one of them. So what's stopping you?
Leave me alone.
Oh, you're comfortable, right? This is a life of convenience for you, and any attempt to change it would shatter the pathetic microcosm you've fashioned for yourself.
Like your life's any better.
Hey, I'm satisfied with my situation for now. You don't hear me complaining. You, on the other hand, have been bitching all day.
Thank you. Why don't you go back to the video store,
It's the same thing with Veronica.
Oh, now leave her out of this.
You date Veronica because it's convenient and she's low maintenance. But meanwhile, all you ever do is talk about Caitlin. You carry a torch for a girl you dated in high school. In high school, for God's sakes, you're 22.
Leave me alone.
If you want Caitlin, then talk to Veronica and be with Caitlin. If you want Veronica, then be with Veronica. But don't pine for one and fuck the other. Man, if you weren't such a fucking coward.
Well, if I wasn't such a fucking coward. You know, it must be so great to have this ability to simplify things the way you do.
Am I right or what?
You're wrong. Things happened today, all right? Things that probably ruined my chances with Caitlin.
Oh, what? The dead guy? She'll get over fucking a dead guy. Shit, my mom's been fucking a dead guy for 30 years. I call him dead.
Caitlin and I can't be together. It's impossible.
Melodrama coming from you seems about as natural as an oral bowel movement.
What? What do you want me to say? Yes, some of the things you're saying are true, but that's the way things are. They're not going to change.
Make them change.
I can't, all right? Jesus, will you leave me alone? I can't make changes in my life like that. If I could, I would. But I don't have the ability to risk the comfortable situations on the big money and the fabulous prizes.
Who are you kidding? You can't sell.
Jesus H. Christ, I can't.
So what, you're going to sit there and be miserable because you don't have the guts to face change?
My mother told me once, when I was 3 years old, my potty lid was closed. And instead of me lifting it, I shit my pants.
Lovely story.
The point is, I'm not the type of person who'll disrupt things just so I can shit comfortably.
Smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers. Packer, I smell good, man. Time to kick back, take some beers, and smoke some weed.
Done poisoning the youth for today, huh?
Hells yes, whatever that means. Now it's time to head over to Atlantic, drink some beers, get ripped, and hopefully get laid.
179.
Paid a good man. Yeah, you close soon?
In half an hour.
Yeah, we get off the same time every day. You should hang out. You get high?
I should start.
Want to come to this party with me tonight? There's going to be some pussy there, man.
With you? I don't think so.
Oh, look at you. I don't hang out with drug dealers.
Nothing personal.
Yeah, what happened with that old guy?
He died in the bathroom.
Well, I heard he was jerking off or something.
I don't know. I wasn't watching.
Yeah, he probably saw a can chick. I know. I felt like beating him when I saw her. Oh, come here. Beat you like this, huh? Huh? Is this what you want, huh?
Hey, knock it off. That used to be my girlfriend, all right?
I used to go out with her.
Yeah, well, I thought we might be starting again.
They already have a girlfriend?
Yeah, Veronica.
And what, you're gonna dump her for that Keon chick?
Maybe.
I don't know, dude, that Keon chick's nice, but I see that Veronica girl doing shit for you all the time. I saw her rubbing your back, fucking come bring your food. Then I see her change your tire once.
But hey, you know, I jacked up the car. All she did was unloosen the nuts and put the tire on.
Oh, no, she does a lot for you.
She's my girlfriend.
I had some girlfriends, too, but all they wanted for me was weed and shit. Shit, my grandma used to say, what's better, fucking a good plate with nothing on it? No way, I fucked up. What's a good plate with nothing on it?
Meaning?
I don't know, she used to, you know, shit. She used to fucking piss herself all the time. And shit herself. Come on, Sambar, let's get the fuck out of this fucking jib joint with this fucking faggot Dante, you cock smoker.
You know, there's a million fine-looking women in the world, dude, but they don't all bring you lasagna at work. Most of them just cheat on you.
Come on, leg dick.
Yeah. He's right. I love her.
So that's it. He doesn't love you anymore. He loves Caitlin.
And he told you all of this?
Pretty much. All except the latent homosexuality part. That's just my theory.
I don't know what to say.
Well, don't hold it against him. I mean, he just never got Caitlin out of his system. It's not your fault. It's Dante. Look, I don't know thing one about chicks, so if you got a cry or something, I can get out of here.
I'm not sad.
You're not?
Ow! What'd you do that for?
You didn't want to go out with me anymore. Why didn't you just say so instead you pussyfoot around and see that slut behind my back?
What are you talking about?
I've been talking to her on the phone for weeks.
It was only a few times.
Then you pulled that shit this morning, freaking out because I've gone down on a couple of guys.
Oh, a couple?
I'm not the one trying to patch things up with my ex sneaking around behind your back. And if you think 37 dicks are a lot, then you just wait and see, mister. I'm going to put the hookers in Times Square to shame with all the guys I go down on now.
Will you let me explain?
Tell you what? How you've been waiting until the time was right and then you were to dump me for her?
It isn't like that.
You're right, it isn't like that because I won't let it be like that. You want your slut? Fine, the slut is yours.
I don't want Caitlin.
You don't know what you want, but I'm not going to sit here holding your hand anymore until you figure it out. I've tried with you, Dante. I've encouraged you to get out of this fucking dump and go back to school, to take charge of your life and find direction. I even transferred so maybe you'd be more inclined to go back to college if I was with you. Everyone said it was a stupid move, but I didn't care because I loved you and wanted to see you pull yourself out of this senseless funk that you've been in since that whore dumped you all so many years ago. And now you want to go back there so she can fuck you over some more?
I don't want to go back.
Of course not, not now. You're caught. Now you're trying to snake out of doing what you wanted to do. Well, I won't let you. I want you to fall doing this just so you can find out what a fucking idiot you are. And when she dumps you again, and I promise you that, Dante, she will. When she dumps you again, I want to laugh at you right in your face just so you realize that that was what you gave up our relationship for. I'm just glad that Randall had the balls to tell me since you couldn't.
Randall?
And having him tell me that was just the weakest move ever. You're spineless.
Veronica, I love you.
Fuck you.
Swelling's not that bad, but the FDS stings. How's your neck?
It's kind of hard to swallow. You didn't have to choke me, you know.
Why did you tell Veronica that I was going to dump her to go back with Caitlin?
I thought I was doing you a favor.
Jesus.
You're always saying how you can't initiate change yourself. I thought I'd give you a hand.
Thanks.
You still didn't have to choke me.
Oh, please. I'm surprised I didn't kill you.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say that? Randall, forget it.
No, really, what did I do that was so wrong?
What don't you do? You know, sometimes I think the only reason you come to work is to make my life miserable.
How do you figure?
What time did you get to work today?
Like 10 or 10 after.
You were over a half an hour late, and then all you do is come in here.
Yeah, to talk to you.
Which means the video store is ostensibly closed.
Oh, it's not like I'm miles away.
Unless you're out renting video at other video stores.
Hermaphrodites. I rented it so we could watch it together.
You get me slapped with a fine. You argue with the customers and I have to patch everything up. You get us thrown out of a funeral by violating a corpse. And then to top it all off, you ruin my relationship. I mean, what's your encore? Do you, like, anally rape my mother while pouring sugar in my gas tank? You know what the real tragedy about all this is? I'm not even supposed to be here today!
Oh, fuck you! Fuck you, pal! Jesus, there you go, trying to pass the buck. I'm the source of all your misery. Who closed the store to play hockey? Who closed the store to go to a wake? Who tried to win back his ex-girlfriend without even discussing how he felt with his present one? You want to blame somebody? Blame yourself. I'm not even supposed to be here today. You sound like an asshole! Jesus, nobody twisted your arm to be here. You're here of your own volition. You like to think the weight of the world rests on your shoulder, like this place would fall apart if Dante wasn't here. Jesus, you overcompensate for having what's basically a monkey's job. You push fucking buttons. Anybody could waltz in here and do our jobs. You're so obsessed with making it seem so much more epic, so much more important than it really is. Christ, you work in a convenience store, Dante. And badly, I might add. I work in a shitty video store. Badly as well. You know, that guy Jay's got it right, man. He has no delusions about what he does. Us, we like to make ourselves seem so much more important than the people that come in here to buy a paper or, God forbid, cigarettes. We look down on them as if we're so advanced. Well, if we're so fucking advanced, what are we doing working here?
Hey, the floor looks pretty clean. I whipped the cat next door.
You gonna ride home?
No, I got one. Just pulled up.
You working tomorrow?
Same time. What about you?
I'm calling out. Going to the hospital and visit Caitlin. And then I'll try to talk to Veronica.
You want to grab a bite to eat or something when you're done with that and I get off work?
I'll give you a call, let you know.
All right. Hey, good luck with Veronica. If you want, I can talk to her and try and...
No, thanks. I think I can handle it. We have a lot of shit to talk about.
Hell of a day.
To say the least.
Want me to do anything before I get out of here, man?
Why don't you wrangle for me?
No.
Come on, just wrangle out the door.
No.
Come on.
No.
Here comes Randall. He's a berserker. Na, 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 na.
You're closed.
Smoking weed.